This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Alabama Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode of Alabama Turfgrass, we feature a member spotlight titled David Page's Rich Tradition with the Land. My hobby is working. I love to work. Mr. Page grew up in a small community in Franklin County, Alabama. He attended Auburn for 3 years and studied agriculture. During his third year, he came home to help his father on the farm. During that time, the high school principal suffered a serious injury and asked David to run his farming operation. David tended and harvested the principal's crops. By the end of the season, the educator sold the farm to him. I farmed 3 years. I went broke at the end of those 3 years. We lost the cotton crop because of early snow. We didn't even take our cotton pickers in the field. Mr. Page had to get another job and was fortunate to be hired at Browns Ferry Nuclear Plant as an inspector of steel beams and quality control. I was hired at Browns Ferry because I took one course in terracing and drainage at Auburn. I was taught how to use transits, levels, and other devices, and we also learned to use dynamite to create drainage in the field at Auburn. That one course secured my job at Browns Ferry. An important component at TVA was transit work and leveling, and they were short of people who had any training in that. I worked there 22 years off and on before retiring. Working at Browns Ferry, Mr. Page would get off work at 3 p.m. That gave him plenty of time to do other things, so he got into the landscaping business. David says, in 1984, folks had trouble getting zoysia in North Alabama. I planted my first field of zoysia in 1984. In 1985 and 86, I planted Tifton Bermuda grass. Later, I ended up purchasing the farm I am on now, which is now 160 acres. I've been growing sod for 35 years. Our farm has a nice niche in which we are the only sod farm in a 50-mile radius in the Decatur, Athens, and Huntsville area. I initially planted some sod for my use in landscape, and one thing grew into another. Our niche is homeowners. I give God credit for placing me here on this land. I was able to buy this acreage because it flooded. I needed water, and floods don't damage the turf grass the way they do row crops. Mr. Page is now 77 and a half years old. He says, if I go out of business, my customer base wouldn't have anywhere to get a pallet of sod without shopping 50 miles away. Everything I've earned in my life has been through my customer base. I am so appreciative of them, and I will be loyal by passing on this farm in the family. Plans are for his son, Steve Page, to take over the farm in a few years. Steve attended Auburn and has plenty of experience in landscape design and with sod. For most of his career, Steve kept up all the athletic fields for Decatur City Schools. Lately, Decatur City Park and Recreations took over those fields, and Steve now supervises 277 acres of Decatur City School grounds. Todd Page, David's other son, is part owner of Pansiera Design Advertising and Marketing Firm. He works in graphic design and marketing, as well as website design and development. Todd enjoys hunting and fishing on the farm. David is married to Brenda Page, who is employed by City of Decatur Housing Authority and continues to work full-time. He has one grandson, Steve's son, Pasha, who is the third generation of Pages devoted to the farm. Pasha has worked there during summers and weekends. He graduated from high school 2 years ago and is currently in an electrician apprentice program. Steve also has a daughter named Sophie. Mr. Page still works most every day. He can't walk well anymore due to a bad ankle from farm injuries and playing basketball. Still, Mr. Page says that as long as he can sit in a tractor, he can pull an 8 to 12 hour day as needed. Mr. Page remarked, a farm boy that worked until 3:30 in the afternoon had half a day left all summer long. That's how I got started in landscaping. I'm still following the same path. I stay on the farm continuously. My job now is to clean up and build. I do all the dirt work. I love the smell of diesel and the smell of fresh earth. My hobby is working. I love to work. Working on this farm, I have plenty to do. Plenty of planting, mowing, and spraying. I leave home at 6:30, have breakfast, get to work at 7:30 a.m., and work until at least 4 p.m. If something is really needed, I work while everyone else goes home. I don't work at night. Daylight is the time to work, and dark is the time to rest. Sunday is time to go to church. I'm very happy, and I believe that Jesus Christ and God directed me to this piece of property. Thank you, Mr. Page, for all you do for our industry. We appreciate your service on the Alabama Turfgrass Board of Directors. Don't miss an episode of Alabama Turfgrass. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check us out at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.